Tomorrow, at long last, NASA is to launch a science experiment that's been in the works since 1963. It's the longest-running project in the space agency's history. The experiment, called Gravity Probe B, is designed to test some aspects of Einstein's theory of relativity. NPR's David Kestenbaum sorts the story out for us.
The story goes that some initial discussions for the project began around a swimming pool at Stanford University in 1959. At least one of the collaborators was naked, but the historical record is a bit blurry. This was, after all, some 45 years ago. Today, two of the principal scientists listed on the project have died. Another four are now professors emeritus. Francis Everett, a physicist at Stanford, has been working on the project for 40 years. He says it's been canceled seven times.
I can quote to you a discussion with an American friend who said, well, you know, cats have nine lives. And then I discussed it with a Dutch friend, and he said, well, in the Netherlands, they only have seven lives. So I thanked God that I lived in the United States.
One reason for the delay is that the experiment proved to be harder than anyone at the swimming pool imagined. Einstein's theory of relativity says that the force of gravity is really the result of massive objects bending space around them. But scientists suspect Einstein's theory is not the full story, and in order to push beyond it, they need to find where the theory breaks down. Once in orbit, Gravity Probe B should test two things. The first is a phenomenon Everett calls the missing inch. Relativity predicts that the Earth should distort the fabric of space around it very slightly, so that a trip around the planet ends up being maybe an inch shorter than you would expect otherwise. Gravity Probe B will see if that's really true. It will also test something called frame dragging.
The idea is the following, that as the Earth rotates, it drags space and time around with it. This is a very bizarre idea, but you could imagine it as if the Earth were immersed in a liquid and it was gradually dragging that liquid around with it.
Like a slow-moving tornado. To see if this is as predicted, researchers need to know precisely which way Gravity Probe B is pointing in order to know whether that direction changes. The satellite is carrying some of the most accurate gyroscopes ever manufactured. Each contains a spinning sphere about the size of a ping pong ball.
To the best of my knowledge, these are the roundest spheres that have ever been produced. And they're round to better than a millionth of an inch. If you imagine that blown up to the size of the Earth, it would be equivalent to saying the highest mountain is about 8 feet above the surface of sea level, and the deepest ocean is 8 feet deep.
Over the years, 78 students have earned their PhDs working on this project. Its total cost is now around $700 million. Critics say Gravity Probe B is not as useful now as it would have been 40 years ago. An experiment has already made a measurement of the missing inch phenomenon, and an Italian team claims to have observed the dragging of space-time caused by Earth's spin. A review by the National Academy of Sciences gave Gravity Probe B mixed reviews in 1995. If Francis Everett is discouraged by all this, he doesn't show it. He says Gravity Probe B's measurements will be more precise and the most rigorous test of Einstein's theory to date. That's assuming the launch goes as planned and everything works up in space. They have no backup satellite.
No, and that is an important matter. All I can say is the care and attention that has gone into making this one right is exemplary.
How does it feel now that it's about to be launched?
Dramatic, exciting, and a great feeling of responsibility to make this thing go right.
I mean, it must just feel unreal.
It's unreal in a very real way, is perhaps the best way of putting that.
Everett says 1,000 people are expected to attend the launch. It will happen at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.